Simon Shin Pei Dalet, Hisser of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, Tesvav and Bei, Tasvav and Aleph, and Avel is Asr and Talmud Torah, as the Pasuk says, Dom. Now, it's actually interesting because this is learned from Hanek Dom, it's from the Pasuk in Yechezkel, but this is different than the other restrictions that we've seen thus far from Yechezkel. And all the other restrictions, Hashem says to Yechezkel, don't practice this Nihug Avelos, which indicates, therefore, that we, when we are in Avelos, we should say this. Now, in this case, it's the opposite. In this case, the pshat is that Hashem is telling Yechezkel to be silent, which we assume means from Talmud Torah, and in the next sermon we'll see about Shel Shalom as well. So why is that? So I'm not sure exactly. Perhaps what it's saying is, and the Prisha sort of points to this, is that we needed to him to be Noeg Avelos in some way. Otherwise, the symbolism wouldn't have been carried out. And therefore, his silence or his lack of Talmud Torah is a reflection of that, which might, interestingly enough, tell us that silence is, in a certain sense, the ultimate sinon of Avelos. You could make that argument. Al Kopanim, that is the source for the Isser Talmud Torah cited in the Gemara. If we look at the Beis Yosef, though, here in Sif Dalet, we have another pasuk, or another idea, I should say, and that is that Talmud Torah is something that brings simcha, and an avel may not be besimcha. We'll talk more about the geder of that idea, the Isser simcha for an avel, when we get to the simen on simcha, or simchos. We'll have to see over there is actually an Isser for an avel to be besimcha. It's not clear anywhere in the Gemara. You can't go to a Beis HaSimcha, whether there's a din of simcha or not. But this actually suggests that there is. Now, the Gemara doesn't actually say that in the context of Hilchos Avelos, but the Ramban brings it up. The Ramban says, and the Beis Yosef cites this in the Shach, right here, on, I think, the first Shach, interestingly enough, cites this. The first Shach says, Asher Likros, the Torah, Dechziv, Pekudi Hashem Samchei Lev. In other words, he doesn't quote the Pasuk from Yechezkel, which raises a question. Why? We'll get back to that question in a moment. The Ramban has a very interesting Shita, or quotes a Shita, he rejects it actually, quotes a Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim says that the Isser of Talmud Torah is only for the first day, but not subsequent. On day two of Avelos, one could learn. And the Ramban says it's wrong because Divrei Torah are Misal Chelev, and therefore it should be Aser all of Shiva. Now, that is, of course, the way we paskin, that it's Aser all of Shiva. And as we mentioned, the Shach quotes this Pasuk of Pekudei Hashem Zan Chelev. Now, let's try to understand what does this Yesh Omrim hold. So L'chor the Yesh Omrim holds maybe something along the lines of the Maritats. We will see the Maritats coming up soon. The Maritats holds that the reason why an Avel does not wear tefillin on the first day and only the first day is because Avelos Yom Rishon Mideoraisa, and therefore it's only B'Yom Rishon that we would say that you should fail to perform a mitzvah, you should violate the Torah. Other Nihugi Avelos aren't Isurim, they're not prohibited. No mitzvah to wear shoes. So therefore, not wearing shoes all 7 days is totally okay. Not wearing tefillin is failure to perform the mitzvah, as I say, and therefore it's only going to be one of Avelos Deraisa. And likewise, the Yesh Omrim, and that's why the Maritat says, and we'll discuss later whether we pass in this way or not, but he argues that if the first day of Avelos is not Avelos Deraisa, in other words, it's not Yom Misa and Fura. Let's say the Misa was on Tuesday and the Fura was on Wednesday, so Yom Rishon of Avelos is Wednesday, you would wear tefillin. Why? Because since it's not Avelos Deraisa, so therefore you're chayv in tefillin. So the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban seems to hold the same idea. He's saying, look, Talmud Torah is mitzvah Deraisa. And the Isser Talmud Torah then is a bittul mitzvah Deraisa. And we only find a bittul mitzvah Deraisa on Yom Rishon when Avelos is Deraisa. So what would we respond to that? How would we respond? So we'll see more on this when we get to the Maritats, because as we'll see, probably we don't pass him like that Maritats. But it could be that with respect to Talmud Torah, we'll have a particular answer. And we'll need a different answer, because as we said, either way for Tefillin, it's only Yom Rishon, whether it's Yom Rishon D'Oraisa or Yom Rishon D'Rabbanan, but certainly Yom Rishon, Talmud Torah that we paskin, it's all 7 days. So the Ramban does not explicitly address this question, but he addresses a different question, which might help us answer this question. So the Ramban, and as well as all the Rishonim, starting with Rashi, are troubled by the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that that an avel is chayim kol mitzvah shebe Torah, with the exception of tefillin on the first day. Well, what happened to Talmud Torah? What happened to Talmud Torah? So let's see. What does the Ramban answer to this question? So the Ramban says like this. So the Ramban answers, Hasam kigon kiyam shar mitzvos de alma al devei Torah is busimcha kishuhu lo made mishum hachiyas. Again, we see the Ramban, despite the Gemara not mentioning simcha, understanding that the Geder Hadvarim is simcha, and therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that an avel is chayv in all mitzvos in the Torah that an avel could possibly keep. But he can't keep simcha, he can't keep Talmud Torah because it's bu simcha. And therefore he's not chayv in Talmud Torah. So the first answer of the Ramban seems to be that in fact an avel is pater in Talmud Torah. And the reason is because it's aser, pater of aser. How could the Chachamim do it? Well, maybe we'll say it's an akir stavar min haTorah. Maybe that's what we're going to have to say. We'll see a little bit later. The Radvaz says that explicitly. Maybe that's what we're going to have to say for Tefillin as well, since we don't probably pass them like the Maritats. Maybe we'll see other answers for Tefillin. Then the Ramban continues. Odie Shlomar, the Kevan de Mechayev Lemikri Kriyashma Shachas Varvis, Yote Baide Chavasa, Umekai Megizbayom Laila, Kedisa Beherchen. In other words, again, he's not answering the question of how they did it. He's answering a different question, but it might answer the question. He's saying, look, you are Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Why? The Avol to say Krishma, and you're Mekayim your Mitzvah Talmud Torah by Krishma Shachas Varvis. Chayin Asar B'mitzvahs Ona, the Lo P'sika Lay, L'mach Sheva B'chlal Mitzvahs, B'chol Tashmish Asar, Inami Yana Mitzvah Lo Kamar. Alternatively, when it says mitzvah, it doesn't mean an as mitzvah. Okay. So the Ramban, first of all, as we've seen throughout, is assuming that the gader of the mitzvah is simcha. We saw that in the Shach as well, who quotes the pasuk of simcha in as post-Tanakh Dom. Now, it's not clear that everybody agrees to that point. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam might have been misupik about that and changed his mind. Yeah, you want to? Yeah, or at the very least, it's not that would not constitute Nakir Star Minotaur because you minimally fulfilled the mitzvah. Now, we'll get back to that question. I think you bring up a very important point, which is what does this tell us about the mitzvah's Talmud Torah? You see, the Gemara does say that you could be Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah with Kriyas Shema Shachar Varvis. Does that mean that I fully fulfilled my mitzvah or not? There's a famous Ran in the Dharim. The Ran says, of course, we have a mitzvah to learn the whole day, or at least any time you're free and you're not doing something else that you need to otherwise be doing. When we, it's true, since it's not Mefurish B'Torah, so then a Neder is Chal on it or something like that, but fundamentally it's a constant mitzvah. So if you were to take, at first glance, perhaps the Ramban is arguing with that Ran. Ramban is saying that no, the shir for Talmud Torah is Krishma Shach Zarvis, or Pasuk Echad. Any further fulfillment, you're right, is a further kiyam, We wouldn't see it as nakir sof min haTorah because you fulfilled your minimal requirement. But if you learn like the Ran, you might still say that this has to be nakir sof min haTorah, because if we're going to tell the Avel to sit around and twiddle his thumbs the whole day, so that also is a nakir sof min haTorah, or maybe not, because maybe we'll say that even according to the Ran, it's not a nakira, because we're not telling him to sit around and twiddle his thumbs the whole day. We're telling him to be osek in avelos. So even if they're not menachemim, it means to think about, you know, self kol adam lamos and tshuva and all those things. He's not just supposed to, you know, space out. So that's going to be a very interesting question. So either what you're saying, which is it's still telling, it's not an akira when it's just a kiyum, not a chiyav, or perhaps it's not even that, because if you're going to be busy, everybody agrees that even if you take the expansive perspective on Talmud Torah that the Ran adopts, but you're not being mevatel Talmud Torah, even though it's true you're not also being mechayim Talmud Torah, but you're not being mevatel Talmud Torah when you're doing other things like earning a living. So therefore, when you're engaged in avelos, we might say the same thing. So we'll get back to that point. Al kopanim, as we noted, that the Ramban clearly here holds that the gader hadvarim is simcha. And even though the pasuk Gemara doesn't quote that pasuk, the Ramban must have understood that that's the reason behind it. The makor might be anekdote, but the lamdus or the tam of that din of silence is because of simcha, especially because we don't say he has to be silent entirely. So why are we choosing Talmud Torah? Because of simcha. So that's going to be the gader advar. Now I mentioned Rabbeinu Tam is an interesting shita. What about learning Dvar Marayim during Avelos? Rabbeinu Tam originally thought that you may not do so. And then he changed his mind. What happened? So originally, he must have understood that we have two halachos. We have the halach of Tisha B'Av, we have the halach of Avelos. They have two different sources, and they have two different gedarim. The source, the din of Avelos, is hanikdom, it's silence. And therefore, all forms of Talmud Torah are aser, even Dvarim Rayim. On Tisha B'Av, we have a different makor, and therefore it has a different gader. On Tisha B'Av, you can't be besimcha. Talmud Torah is mesameach, so it's aser, memela. Parts of Talmud Torah which don't bring to simcha are going to be mutter, and therefore on Tisha B'Av, Dvarim Rayim are mutter. In other words, against this Ramban, against this Shach, but he changed his mind in the end, and he said, no, even Dvarim Rayim are mutter on avelos. Maybe it means he came over to the other side, or perhaps another possibility we'll get to later. Now, it's interesting, it's not just a question of Dvarim Rayim, but there's a debate among the Tanayim, what's the din about learning during Tisha B'Av, and if we assume avelos is the same during avelos, on Makom Sheinu Ragil. And actually, this statement does come up in avelos and Yerushalmi. So, according to Meir, it's mutter. According to Yehuda, it's aser. Why is Eino Ragil? So, Eino Ragil, everybody knows that, like, when you start a sukkah, it's really very hard. My Junzman Chever were doing a different limud, and one of them saying, oh, this is like, you told me last week, it's so, like, so hard. Because whenever you start something new, you know, the first day of every sugya, you just have a bunch of questions and you have no idea. And then the simcha comes a little bit later, but first you need a little bit of gehenim first before that. So that's the logic of Remeir. Now, Remeir is holding that since the gader adav varim is simcha, so anytime you're learning something that brings you no simcha, so it should be mutter. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So it could be that he holds that it's still a little bit of simcha on the first day. So you need to use only Dvarim Rayim, which are really depressing. Or it could be something else. And we'll see this in explicitly stated shortly in summary shown in. It could be the pshat is, it's not the Dvarim Rayim are mutter, not because it happens to be that Dvarim Rayim don't bring you simcha. The pshat is that thematically they relate to the Avodas Hayom, to the Avelos Shebelev, or Begos. Hilchos Avelos is what you need to do practically. That certainly relates to Avodas Hayom. But even learning in Yanei Tshuva, like we said, the Avodah of Avelos is Tshuva. Eov. So learning Eov, again, it's not a direct, doesn't have Hilchos Avelos in it, but it gets you into the spirit of what you're supposed to pick. So it could be that's the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda saying, yeah, it's true that maybe actually learning Eov is more pleasant than learning Bava Kama when you start off on the sugya that you're in a Rav Yobo. But that's not the point. The reason for Dvarim Rayim is because of what they accomplish. So there's two ways to understand the Machlokas. Akoponim, we don't understand passing like Reb Meir, we pass like Reb Yehuda, that Makom Shein Ragil Sasser, Dvarim Rayim is Mutter, and in light of the Hakirai said, we have to figure out what's the reason. Now, it's interesting. If you look at Tosfos, and this is cited in a Beis Yosef towards the end, he writes that it says in Yerushalmi that Aval Shona B'Makom Shein Ragil. So it sounds like Dafka, that's Aser, but not Dvarim Rayim. That's what the Tosfos thinks, at least at one point in Tosfos, one side in Tosfos, is that Dvarim Shein Ragil is Aser, but Dvarim Shein Ragil is Mutter, but Kinos is Aser. Echa is Aser. Tosfos says, Tosfos makes no sense. Adrabba. And the fact that we paskin that Dvarim Rayim is Aser and Dvarim Rayim is Mutter and Makom Shein Ragil is Aser, so that shows that the opposite is true, right? The Svar, obviously, learning Kinos is much more depressing than learning Bava Kama even on your first day. But what did Tosfos hold? So Tosfos basically just rejects Tosfos, but Tosfos must have held this far that we said, which is that there's sort of two perspectives that we could take. Rameyer's perspective, at least as presented in Yerushalmi, is that it's all Tali and Simcha. So actually, Eov could be more exciting than the first day of Bava Kama Sugya. So Memela, it makes sense that Makom Shein Ragil is Mutter, but Eov is going to be also Eov, could be very Geshmak. Just ask Rabbi Mordechai Cohen. But if you go ahead and you learn like, and that's the tzad of Tosos, okay, in which case the reason why we paskin fakert is because we hold that the heter for Dvarim Rayim isn't just because they happen to be non-enjoyable, but because they deepen the avelos. And as I said, we'll get back to this a little bit later when we come to the sheet of the Maharil cited by the Archa Shulchan in terms of the question of learning the Iyun and the Chidushei Torah. So again, what do we have? We have the Din of Avelos, Ishanik Dom, with Ramban who extends it, who understands it, the Gedar Dvar Mesimcha, and therefore he says that's the reason why it's Asr all 7 days. And we have two deos in the Ramban, two possibilities in terms of what's the Gedar HaDvarim. Is it the pshat that in a chanami, they were oker the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or no? It's not a total akira of Talmud Torah, because at the very least, you're mekayim et b'miktsas, alidei krishma shachris v'arvis. It might be that they're debating whether there's a chi of Talmud Torah in terms of Dvarim Rayim or not. I'll get back to that point in a minute. Now, the Chacham Tzvi has a very interesting discussion. It's Simen Kuf. It's also quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva over here, Sif Katan Aleph. The Chacham Tzvi was asked about the following. Somebody dies on Yantif, let's say, so they're buried in Yantif, and now it's going to be a long time so they start sitting Shiva. Let's say they're buried on the second day of Yantif. So if we assume that Talmud Torah applies, because remember, generally speaking, Talmud Torah is considered Dvarim Shebet Sinah, right? Let's say on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's no Avelos Parasya, there is Avelos Bet Sinah, and Talmud Torah is considered Avelos Bet Sinah, and therefore, let's say, a person's third day of their Avelos is on Shabbos, they're not allowed to learn on Shabbos. So we also happen to paskin against the Rambam, we'll see a little bit later on, that when the burial takes place on Yantif, So for the rest of Yom Tov, the Dvarim Shebitzin are Noheg. So you can't, for example, have Tashmish Amita. So this Avel, okay, so he's not going to be able to learn for a mamish 14 days, let's imagine, right? First, the 7 days of Yom Tov, he's not going to be able to learn. And then the 7 days of Shiva after Yom Tov, 6 days maybe, whatever it is, quite a long period of time that he's not able to learn. So, Hayitachin. So says the Chacham Tzvi, Aval b'regel devadei enu nachon l'sasim dvar memurim. So you'll say, no, mat pitom, he's going to be able to learn. He'll learn Iov on Pesach. He'll learn Hilchos Avelos. We've seen. So now says the Chacham Tzvi, that is totally inappropriate. And Elamai, what's the other option? To sit and twiddle your thumbs for 14 days? Also enu nachon. And therefore, it should be mutter, and especially because we could throw in Shitas Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's no Avelos Mikol Vachol. It's not like Shabbos, where Dvarim Shebitzin applies, because in that case, the Avelos started before Shabbos. You're in the middle of Avelos, but here you're not going to start the Avelos until after Yom Tov. And therefore, it's mutter to learn. Ad kan, the Chacham Tzvi. So let's try to understand this a little bit. So, why can't you learn Hilchos? Like, why does he say it's Eino Nachon to learn Dvarim Raim on Yom Tov, right? Such that you're going to be Mevatel Talmud Torah, right? He's saying, L'chora, there's a simple solution. When you learn, just learn Dvarim Raim, right? Why is that not an option? So he tells you because that's against Hilchos Yom Tov, right? Because that's so depressing. And since we say Simchos Yom Tov is Docha Velos, Asi Yaseh Diachid, V'dach Yaseh Diachid. So, or in this case, you don't even need Asi Yaseh because the Yom Tov was first. Akol Panim, so therefore it should be mutter to learn. Aye, but we're going to say you can't have Tashmish Amita. Okay. But Simchos Yom Tov is Mechayvim to learn. It's not Mechayv Tashmish Amita. It almost seems like the point is that manafshach, if you're going to enjoy learning Hilchos Avelos, so okay, so you'll have Simchos Yom Tov, but that wouldn't be mutter during Avelos anyway, to enjoy, to learn Moed Katan, Be'ion, Gishmak, right? So, you can't do that when you're like actually sitting here. So, Elamai, so you're going to do that during Chol HaMoed, so you may as well learn Bava Kama Chol HaMoed if you want to learn Bava Kama, right? And if you're going to like not enjoy learning Hilchos Avelos, it's like another depressing smicha limud. So then, okay, so that's not appropriate for Yom Tov, simcha, it's a simcha. You have to, so memela, you have really no choice. That is basically what the Chacham Tzvi is saying. Chacham Tzvi is saying, yeah, Yom Tov is a mitzvah to be happy, right? The mitzvah Simchos Yom Tov is really what prevents Avelos from being knowing. That is why you don't sit Shiva during Yom Tov, because the mitzvah Simchos Yom Tov. Simchos Yom Tov, it's not just like the technical nihuge Avelos that are so Simchos Yom Tov. Adrava, like the Rav pointed out, there's probably no technical contradiction. I mean, there's no like halacha, you have to wear shoes on Yom Tov. The pshat is, it's the simcha. And therefore, that is basically mechayev you to learn. Ad kan the Chacham Tzvi. Now the Bisrei Tshuva says, I don't know what he's talking about, because the Shulchan Aruch says it's aser, right? Because we paskin that Dvarim Shebitzin are knowing. We also happen to paskin that the Talmud Torah Dvarim Shebitzin. So it's aser. Then the Chacham the Bisrei Tshuva says, well, I could be miyashiv what he says for a different reason. Not, this isn't what the Chacham Tzvi actually says, but based off of the Tshuvas Eish Das, that Yom Tov is only aser in Tashmish, but not all other Dvarim Shebitzina, for a different cheshbo. So, okay, is a yishuv of the Chacham Tzvi, but what did the Chacham Tzvi hold, and what are they arguing about? So, first of all, it's sort of interesting. The Chacham Tzvi doesn't say, when the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Chacham Tzvi, he says it's aser to learn Dvarim Raim on Yom Tov. Chacham Tzvi himself says it's Eino Nachon. But if it's aser, I mean, like, is it aser to learn? If you don't enjoy, learning Yirmiyahu, is it aser to learn? But Al kol panim, the Pischei Tshuva, or the Chacham Tzvi and Pischei Tshuva seem to be arguing about this point, which is the Chacham Tzvi is saying that the reason why it's mutter to learn Dvarim Rayim is because there's zero simcha. And if there's simcha in Dvarim Rayim, it's going to be aser. So if you thought that the heter of learning Dvarim Rayim, let's say it like this. Is it mutter to learn Dvarim Rayim b'mei avelos if they give you simcha? Is it mutter or aser? So clearly the Chacham Tzvi at the very least is saying that is aser, right? And therefore he sees there is a stira and says there's no choice but to be makel here, because first of all, it's not right to sit and twiddle your thumbs, and it's not right to not learn for 14 days. And therefore he says, okay, we can be samech on the Rambam Shita, who says it's mutter. There is no Dvarim Shebitzina. It's reminiscent of the Chida. The Chida over here, at least the quote in the Gilyon, probably of your Shulchan Aruch, the Chida says that there is this Gadol Echad. Gadol Echad went ahead, and Kedarko, he was learning Hilchos Avelos on when he was in Avelos, and he had certain Chidushim, and then he sat up from sitting Shiva at the end, and he wrote a sefer, Chidushim Shenischad Shuli B'Yemei Avi Lucy. So the Chida said, "That's not right. Not right. That's not right." See over here, right? Birka Yosef, Oz Gimel, Velia Hadiot, Lav Shapirava, Devade Kevan Shemamik, Be Yuno Mechadesh, Ein Simcha Lebal Tayrag Dalemizo, Velo Atiro Ala Lilmo Tashte Hadinim Vashvuos. Okay, so you're only allowed to learn Pashtei Advarim. And what do? Right? If it starts getting exciting, quickly you turn the page to the next siman. Okay, that's what the Birkei Yosef says, right? Which, again, is probably in line with what the Chacham Tzvi is saying, which is that because the Issur Talmud Torah is al Simcha, so Mamela, if you enjoy it, it's going to be Aser. It's going to be awesome. There's no heter of Dvarim Rayim in the event that they're gishmak in some way. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, disagrees with this chida, maybe also the Chacham Tzvi. The Aruch HaShulchan over here, Sif Dalet, says, I think the Li Nira Iker Kedivrei Oso Gadol, who wrote his chidushim afterwards. Why? He says, because look at the Maril. Maril is in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, quoted by the Beis Yosef. And Maril says something interesting. Maril says, first I'll read you what's quoted, and then we'll look at the Maril in a moment inside. But the Maril writes, Lilmod be'ion adif tfei. So, l'fizeh, me'me'la, kemen shalomi be'ion, v'wadn gadol, be'chrech, sh'nishadesh lo, eze chidushei Torah. Right? There's no way to learn be'ion without having chidushim. Ein beis medrash b'lo chidush. And then it's going to be mutter to write it down because it's a davar aved. It's just like writing on Chol HaMoed. Ein lecha davar aved gadol mizeh. Right? Now, it's also interesting, but we'll leave that aside for now. Fine. K'mo she'etirach me'agdol lechtol chidushei Torah but Chol HaMoed. It has. And, what about simcha? Nah. Zeu simcha de memela. Right? There's no simcha de memela is mutter in avelas. You're just not allowed to actively do that, right? Somebody goes ahead and tells us as a joke while making a shiva call, right? Or they recall a fond memory or something like that. And you have simcha. So that's okay. The only thing that's usher is to go down and, l'chatchila, learn in a way that your intention is to create simcha. But if you're just learning and then Simcha de Memela comes, so that's going to be mutter. And what's the raya? The raya is that when you're learning on Tisha B'Av, Iyun is better. So therefore, the Gadol Echad is right. Right? If you learn like the Aruch HaShulchan, then the quandary that the Chacham Tzvi discusses isn't necessarily a quandary. So what is that maril? Chayrat's a good raya, that if Ion is better. So if you look at the Beis Yosef over there, Simon Kaf Kuf Nun Dalet, first he quotes the Smak that says, not that way. It says you could learn Echa and the Perish of Echa, Valo Beferish Eov, Mishim Dave Amok Tzvei, Tamrinan, Koirin Dafka, what's the Lashon over there? And also by our Simon, it says that it's Mutter Likros in Dvarim Rayim. Doesn't say lomo. You can read them. So to likros Eov is okay, but to learn Eov, that's aser. Why? Because it's amok tfei. But then the basis goes to Maril that says, "Atu b'shufteni askinan she'ena mevina mashemotim mepiem." Right? What are you going to do? You're going to like turn off your brain? That's impossible. We're not talking about idiots. For sure, Yun is even better. Why? So, skipping a little bit, because so the way the Aruch HaShulchan read the Maril was Yun Adif Tfei. Why? Because you should always learn Yun. Aye, but there's going to be Simcha, the Yun, right? Because Eov is such amkos, so be it. Simcha de memela, right? In other words, the way the Aruch HaShulchan read it is that the smak and the maril were arguing about simcha de memela. The smak was machmir for simcha de memela, you know, like the Birka Yosef. But we paskin like the maril, simcha de memela is mutter. You could read the maril though; it's different. The reason why Omek is adif tfei is because sof kol ha'adam. No, amok tfei because when you're learning Eov, what is the goal? Right, it brings us back to the chakira we said before. It's not just because these are like non-enjoyable learnings. It's because the reason why we say Dvar Rami is mutter is because it's going to get you, it's going to fill you with the feelings that a person should feel on Tisha B'Av or Bimei Aveilus, V'chayit in Alibo, right? When you learn Eov B'Iyun, so you're more likely to do tshuva and to appreciate the shortness of life or whatever goals we're trying to accomplish. That's why this is mutter. So if that's true, then you're right. Iyun is Adif Tfei, because you're going to take those lessons to heart if you learn it. So again, we have this Maril, but the Maril could go both ways. The Kolbo, I think, is explicit, like the second possibility we're saying, because when he writes about why you're allowed to read Medrash Eicha, he says it's Kedei Lahazkir Chorban Beis HaMikdash and the like.
If I can maybe add a point?
Yes.
Just in terms of linguistically, support of this would be that the diuk of that, say, you being kore but not lome, the normal verb in Mishneh Hebrew for learning scriptures to be kore. The verb for learning mission is
Deshan. So it's a good point, and that's a good raya from the source, but it's not a good raya from the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, I wasn't going to get there, but since you brought it up, if you look, you're absolutely right. Halfway. So Shin Pei Dalid, so it says, Avel Asher Likros B'Torah V'Nevim Uksuvim V'Asher L'Shamas B'Mishnah Talmud Halachos V'Agados. Right. So if that's true, then there's but then when we look at the Shulchan Aruch, it just says that it's Asher Likros, Betonavim, Suvim, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agados. In other words, as opposed to the way the Ramban writes it, is it's Aser Likros, Betonavim, Suvim, Ulashanos, the Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agados. Shulchan Aruch just put them together, and then also so for the Heter. But anyway, yes, fundamentally, I agree with your point. Okay, so how do we paskin? So, as we saw, Machlaikas, in the poskim, Isaravadia has a little bit of a pshara, and Yabia Omer Chelak Beis Yeridei Simen Chavav, he writes that, and I thought it just interesting, not just the psak, but also sort of the Derech HaLimud point. So he says that there's two types of Iyun Vesvara. One is your Ma'ayin Lahavin Perish Advarim, She'enem Mechuvarim Lo. And he says that's Mutar Ba'Avelos and Tish Abav. V'yeish Shema'ayin B'meretz Liyashet Kursus Mefarshim. V'yadei Pilpulo Mechadesh B'tuvo Chidushim Yafim. And that we're Machmira. So that's the first one is, in other words, the question is, can you learn Iyun? The answer is, if one type of Iyun is Me'ayin Lahavin Perush Advarim She'enem Mechuvarim Lo, as you're trying to understand what it means. You might have a kasha, that's a kasha, but you're not right. You're just trying to learn. I don't know chidushim, no pilpulim, no hakiros. I just want to understand what it says. Okay, the mela, whatever happens, happens. But, and then there's sort of, you know, you're preparing for shir klali. So he doesn't say that's like a bad way to learn. He has no problem. He says that you're not allowed to do an avelus. But the first thing you're allowed to do during avelus. Fine. You could say that. I don't think Ravadia would agree to that. Oh, yeah, he says that? Oh, you mean the Gemara point? Yeah, right. But like that's not possible for him. Okay. So now we have the Yerushalmi and the Heter of Lahut Achar HaTaira. So Yerushalmi has this Heter of Lahut Achar HaTaira. The Beis Yosef brings this down, but he says we don't paskin this way because the poskim didn't bring it down. Happens to be that Rav Avadia also talks about this. Again, Yerodei Simen Chavav. And he says that, well, you know, if it's a real shas hadchak, we could be megel because we have, first of all, even though the Beis Yosef says poskim don't bring it down, but he quotes a shibuli aleka, and there are some rishonim that did bring it down. And then, moreover, we have that yesh omrim from the Ramban that's only us on the first day. So even though we totally, seemingly that shita, that the Issa Talmud Torah is only one day, has been totally rejected, but for Ravad it's not. So at least after the first day, maybe there's what to be somechan. And what I thought was interesting about that tshuva, that's what I put in a chat. So Menachem shared with us the famous story of the Ragachover and, you know, his statement of being willing to, you know, so first of all, you know, I didn't read that whole thing you did, but it was always obvious, you know. So he quoted at the beginning that the Rebbe Yashiv said that the Tzenga had. I always thought it was, you know, Mechatesi wasn't joking. I'm saying he had a sense of humor, and B, it would be like a little bit arrogant to say, no, I'm Lahut Achar HaTaira, I'm following the Yerushalmi. So he spoke tongue in cheek. But anyway, but what I thought was also interesting is that he quotes from the Ben Ish Chai the same story. Mamish, the same story. So I didn't know if the pshat is that the Ben Ish Chai writes about the Chacham Echad, who said that he'd rather, you know, he's willing to go to the Gehenna of Lom De Torah during. So I don't know if it's the same story or there was like a, you know, a different Ragachover in Baghdad. Who? Right. All right. So the big shaila here, one shaila, very practical shaila, is there a chiyuv of learning Dvarim Rayim, or not? So again, we suddenly pass in its mutter, Dvarim Rayim, Aizer Chiyuv. And this is probably the same shaila on Tisha B'Av. So the Shevet Yehuda, which is quoted in the Divrei Sofrim, says it's Rishus. Don't say that because it's mutter, so then Chazar Adin that you're chayev. Once it's mutter, you're chayev. That might be the mashmos. If you look at Rashi, I'll read you Rashi. Rashi says like this: Vasar likros kedamrinan liyal mid'amar rachman liyecheskel hanikdom. V'ha'de'amar avol chai b'chol ha'mitzvos ha'mers b'torah chutz b'na tefillin. Hasim shar mitzvos ba'alma avol hani is b'hu simcha. So what do you think? According to Rashi, is there a chiyuv? Sounds like there's no chiyuv, right? Because he asked the kasha. If an avol was chayim talmud Torah, then there's no kasha, right? His kasha is, how could you say avol's aser b'talmud Torah? We said avol's chayiv in kol ha-mitzvos. And his answer is no, because he's chayiv in other mitzvos that he could do, not this, because this he can't do because of simcha. So obviously, now Rashi doesn't tell you what his position is on Dharma Ryan. Could be that he thinks Dharma Ryan or aser. I don't know. But it's clear that Rashi holds there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And maybe, like we said, that's the first teretz of the Ramban at the very least, which is similar to Rashi. Ritva is mefurish on ksubos on davav on the base, chutz min atfilin, ein lamed min akolos, afilu makom shenem rev chutz, sharei, hu pater min atayrah. Yalfinan hasta medichsev havig dom. Good. So we have some rishonim that are explicit, you're pater from Talmud Torah. In fact, we asked before, how could that be? So the Radvaz says, this chuvas Radvaz simin tough kuf nun tes chelikimo. Fikach niomer ki leinian Talmud Torah v'tash shamita de isbu mitzvah mikzas halayla. It's interesting. Shai was talking about whether we're going to get to it a little later when we say mikzayim dehula at night or not. So maybe even if normally we're going to say. We only say mixed yom kikulo during the day. We already talked about this in Hilchos Nida, but what about where it's a lack of mitzvah? So then he says, then we're going to be mekel. Dikalak shuye, maishna hani, we call mitzvah simchas b'torah, shalo chai ben v'dach, Rashi de mitzvah disbu simcha surin alo avel, right? That was the Rashi we just said. V'afakav de avelos midrabbanan, matzulak or damanatari v'b'shev altas en achanami. Now, stam, it's interesting to apply a kikitamanatari v'shev altas at something like this. The cases that are explicit in the Gemara about Kiyus Tavon Torah Shev Al Tas are all cases of Gzeira Atu and Isser, right? Like Hotzah. It's not obvious from Shas that they have the authority to be Okadam and Torah, not as a protective measure, Begeder Shmartim as Mishmarti. So Mishmar is Mishmarti. But he assumes that they do. They do have that authority, and it's like Kiyus Tavon Torah. Again, the Ramban, though, in his second teretz, when he says Kriya Shema, clearly disagrees. Ramban holds that there is a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Shibul Aleket also says, Matzah B'shukas HaGoyinim, kol yom she'asu l'kros b'Torah, k'gon avel l'tisha b'av asur l'varach b'rechas HaTorah. So presumably he holds that it is a iser and a p'tur. There's not even b'rechas HaTorah. We do say b'rechas HaTorah because it's Seder HaYom, and we have that Ramban. You know, why didn't the Radvaz say like the Ramban? Maybe because he held like the Ran. Anyway, this would be an Akiras Davna Torah regardless, even if you did say Shema. I mentioned to you the Sefer from Rav Ben Zion Cook, who has all these psukim from Rav Yashiv. They said an amazing story. So Rav Yashiv held, that like many of the Achronim, that there is a chiyuv of Talmud Torah in Dvar Moraim. And really, he kept his regular siddur. He got up at 3 a.m. or whatever to learn. Rav Yashiv also found sitting on the floor uncomfortable, right? Of course, he wasn't going to sit on an Avelis chair. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. I guess not today, probably. So he stood for hours upon hours learning, you know, from the wee hours of the morning. So his family went to the doctor, his doctor, and like asked the doctor to tell him that like this is very unhealthy. So the doctor said this, he was doing this above the age of 100, standing up for hours and hours while learning. So the doctor said, I can't speak in the name of medicine. Of course, the medicine, if you ask medicine, it's impossible for someone who's above 100 to get up before 4 a.m. and stand for hours upon hours learning. So like, it doesn't make sense to say in the name of medicine that this is bad for you. Medicine has nothing to say about this, Shaila. So it's an incredible story. Okay. There's a discussion about, in the Shulchan Aruch, as you saw, about learning b'chavrusa. Maybe if he's learning, he should learn beino levein atzmo. Is that because of simchas, because of pirsum? What about if a chavrusa might be mutter, giving shir is a problem? Tishah B'Av, the minhag is to be makel. Though maybe we're a little more machmir for avelos. Okay. Sif Beis, we have a discussion about a kohen. So what's the din if the kohen is, the avel is a kohen, and there's no one else there who gets the first aliyah? And the Ritzkei says he should not get the first aliyah because he's asked by Talmud Torah, and therefore Meili doesn't have to leave because it's not a pagam in the kahuna if you call Yisrael, and even in Shul. The Shach over here, Sif Katan Gimel, quotes the Bach, who asks that in Siman Tuf, the Ramah says that when there's no kohen, you can call him up. And he says, that's not a kasha, that's on Shabbos, because the veil's for Hesya. Now, just the kohen comes to Shul on Shabbos, and there's no other kohen, so then not to call up the kohen would be available for Hesya, because everybody would know. But during the week, there's no reason to call him up. And therefore, it should be okay. Now, what's interesting is, we'll see this in a little bit later, Shin Sadi Gimel Gimel, we do say the Avil should listen to the Kriya Satayra, because presumably we treat it like Kriyashma, it's part of Seder Ayom. That's where the Maril said he could even get an Aliyah. We don't paskin like the Maril. We paskin that he may not. Okay, fine. In Sif Gimel, we have the discussion of davening. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. If there's nobody else around to be the Shalich Tzibor, then we will allow an Avel to daven for the Amud. So it's very clear from the Pesach Shulchan Aruch as well as the Rosh that if that's not necessary, there's someone else that could daven. It's not Rabban Tzvi Chaim. It's going to be also for him to be the Shalich Tzibor. Now, this is a big problem because, of course, the minhag is that the Avel davens for the Amud. Right? Everybody knows. We do the exact opposite of what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So what's the pshat? So, first of all, what's wrong with him being the Shalich Tzibor? Let's take a step back. Why did the Rosh say it's inappropriate? So he has two, if you look at the Maram Shuk, he gives two theories. One is, it's like Talmud Torah because you're Motzi Rabin. Not exactly sure what that means. But maybe it means that, like, even by Talmud Torah, when Rabin Tzvichim, we try to, like, get an extra Maturgaman. So here you can't, I don't know. And the second reason that he says, which seems to be the more accepted reason, is because the Avel is Metucha B'din, right? Like, we know that's why we don't say Tachanan at the base Avel. And therefore, it's inappropriate for him to lead the Tzibor. Oh. So the Maram Shik in the Aruch HaShulchan says a similar thing. He says, well, maybe that's what we are Somechan. Why? Because that din was true when the Shalich Tzibor was actually Motzi the Rabbim. But nowadays, the Shalich Tzibor isn't Motzi the Rabbim. Everybody davens on their own. And therefore, the Svarim Tuchel B'din. The Svarim Tuchel B'din means that it's not right that someone who's Tuchel B'din should be leading you. But since he's not being Motzi you anyway, that Svar doesn't apply. In Memela, since there's an Inyan for the Neshama, for him to be the Shalich Tzibor, so since that Svar doesn't apply, it's better. Beis Hillel, along similar lines, says that when we say the Avel Shen Daven, that's talking about Avelim for other relatives because of this idea of Duchab Din. But here, where it's a tikkun for the Neshama, i.e. here meaning for the child, so then Davken Avel should Daven. And I think that is the practice. You don't, if you have someone sitting Shiva, but not the child, they don't Daven. The Minig of is also brought down over here, that an Avel should not be a Shalich Tzibor on Shabbos. There's also said in Ramah, in Yardesh, Shin Ayin Vav Dalad. Why not? In other words, you know, if he's not Ra'ui Lekach, so of course, then he should never be Lechazen. But, during the week. But if he is Ra'ui Lekach, so then what's wrong with his being the Chazen on Shabbos? Right? Don't tell me it's Farhesia. I mean, when he's not an Avel, if he's a good Chazen, he'll daven anyway sometimes. Anyway, we'll see. It might not be that Farhesi is relevant for that. After all, he's saying Kaddish. It's not like he's high. So why not? So L'chol, the reason here, too, is because Metuch B'din, it's inappropriate that on Shabbos he should be Chazen. And this question is a very common. So that's the minimum. It doesn't do it on Shabbos. It doesn't do it on Yom Narayim for the same reason, except there's really nobody else on Yom Narayim besides him that may allow it. Then there's this big question about what about on Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah. This is where every Avel has this Shaila. And there's actually there's a three-way stira in the Mishnah Brura. I don't know how to resolve this other than assuming multiple authorships, like Rosh Hechter likes to point out. In the Bir Halacha Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, he writes that any day that you don't say Lam Natzeach, so Avelim shouldn't daven for the Amud. And this is based off of Maril Siman Chaf Beis. In the Mishnah Brura Siman Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Zayin, he writes that on Rosh Chodesh, the Avel should daven Shachris, Mincha Mariv, but not Musaf or Halal. This is also the Sheet of the Gra. This is what Rabbi Shechter did. So it's the Minhag in the base, YU base Medrash, which is that the Avel does daven Shachris, so we Mincha Mariv. He does daven Shachris, and somebody else gets up for Halal, Italal, and then he gets back to say the Kaddish after Halal. And then in Hilchos Chanukah, Tafresh Pei Gimel Sif Aleph, he writes that he shouldn't daven Shacharis. No, he's daven Mincha Maariv, but not Shacharis. It's his Iker Shita. So Halachos Maaseh, what do we say? Nar Hanaru Pashtei, whatever you want. I think the most common practice outside of the YU based Medrash is that they do daven Mincha Maariv and not Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh or Halal. Sometimes, like the Avelim just need a break anyway. They're like, okay, you can do it. But anyway. I don't know that there is a clear-cut prevailing practice, and I've seen all three of these things done. Pesachei Tshuva Sifkan Beis writes from the Zichron Yitzchak, Avel shouldn't say Pitam HaKtaris and Karbanos because of Talmud Torah. We talked about what happened. What's the difference between Nam Pesachei Zimra that we see Seir Hayom? Could be that Pesachei Zimra is different. That's Lahodos. Here it's because of Talmud Torah. But we do other things of Talmud Torah, like the Avel says, the Psukim after Birkas HaTorah. So it could be that if you look it up, we're talking here not about all Karbanos, it says certain Karbanos, Karbanos that aren't said as part of Seder Hayom, Seder Hayom or Matir. This is sort of like the extra Karbanos, like Asham and this and that. And then there's another reason that the Achronim say, why I shouldn't say these Karbanos, because an Avel is not Mishalech Karbanosav. And even Chelek and Karbanos Tzibor, these extra things, fine. So that's, I think, the practice. You say the standard karbanos, but not the extra karbanos for the avel. Nisias kapayim. So there is a discussion in our Chaim Siman Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Mem Gimel. Acha shivas me avelos no se kapav. Ubetoch shiva yime avelos yetze mi beisak nefshar shikore kohanim. The Rama writes, "Yesh omrim." And for other Avelim, it's for the Shloshim. So if that's true, you have to make sure to leave before Ritzei, if that's going to be the practice. And if you didn't and they called Kohanim, you should go up, the practice notwithstanding. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is like the Mechaber, that it's only Toch Shiva, he's not Nosei Kapav, not the whole Yud Beis Chodesh. The Radvaz Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph is docha this view of the Mordechai, and he says even on Yom Yisak Fura no se kapav, doesn't seem so likely. But why? Because I mean, likely that it would happen that you'd have Nisias Kapayim already before Shachris. But if you did, or I guess it could be like on a Taisa Tzibur, maybe at Mincha, I'm not sure. And he says the reason is because, like we said, the Gemara says Yechayim Kol Mitzvos except for Torah and Tefillin, right? Everybody is like breaking their head to figure out what about Talmud Torah, what about Ona? Why don't they say what about the Birkas Kohanim? So it must be that Yerachai from Birkas Kohanim. We know that there is an Inyan of Simcha. That's one of the theories why in Chutzlars we don't do it. And for more on that topic, listen to Yoni's shir that he gave yesterday. Did you get the Avelis though? Okay, part two.
Exactly.
Okay. Fine. And then we have over here this discussion about davening in a base avel, and what about if there's no minion? There's a discussion over here, which we're not going to get into, about Milam de Tinokos and Rabin Tzichenlau. It could be, according to strictly speaking, that the school teacher should really teach, because Rabin Tzichenlau, you'll get a substitute. The substitute isn't so good. The minhag, though, is that that school teachers do not teach, even though you could have said they should, because Rabin Tzichenlau, okay, we got a sub. I subs aren't good, but it's not like you'd be such a great rabbi also in the middle of Avelos, probably. So I think the common practice, the Shulchan Aruch notwithstanding, is that Milam de Tinokos do not teach. Fine. All right, there's much more to say about here. So, hey, we have the Din of Musaf Lemimo. We're not going to get to that. Okay, let's start Sheila Shalom at the very least. So I'll need to do much more.